Paul, when you look back at the game last night, obviously the score was pretty indicative of how well your club was able to play. But when you look back at it, what really stands out for you the day after?
We got right back to fast, and it was on both sides of the puck. And I thought we actually got better as the game went on. Certainly defensively in the third, there was not a lot of easy ice to play on. I don't think that we moved the puck as well as we did in games one and two. That may be true for both teams, but we looked like we hadn't been on a plane in the morning. You know, we looked like our pace and our speed was really strong.
Kind of one of those games within the game, and we talked about it earlier in the series, but the face-offs, that the success of Lowry and Stasny and right. What those guys were able to do.
And they're going against veteran guys, and they've got all the little cheats and tells in their game that make it a challenge. So to have those two lefties, I had Mark Scheifele's numbers quite a bit better than they had on the log. So we felt we had three guys that were real strong in the middle, but Lowry and Sass, very good.
Paul, what have you got from your own personal experience of coaching, where you come to a series and have an opportunity to close out a team? What could you share, or what wisdom could you loan your team from your own experience?
That in most games, Paul, there's not anything more, right? Certainly each game has its own feeling by the number, whether it's 1 through 7. But the ability to not change your game, not feel like you have to do something different because there's more impact on the game. We can anticipate a certain style by opponents, teams that are potentially in their last game. So you know that certainly they'll come with all their speed as well as they can, and we're going to have to be right and ready. And I find with teams facing elimination, there's a freedom in their game that maybe is not there. They'll push earlier in a game if they get down. So we would be aware of that. But the hockey part of it itself, most importantly, can't change. The game that you play has to be the same.
Well, you guys have both been scoring in all four games. When you're looking at tight checking, often low-scoring playoff games, to get that first goal, how important in your eyes has that been to get on the board first?
Well, but it's been almost, other than game three, it's kind of been a one-off, right? Like we're at 1-0 through a big chunk of two periods in all of those games. So it was critically important for the final score. I mean, it mattered in each one of the games. But I didn't think that the games necessarily changed that much right after. In games one and two, we got better after the first, much stronger in game two through our second period. But it didn't. There wasn't a big switch where you scored the first goal and you got all the momentum and ran. The game kind of stayed pretty darn tight checking. I mean, we're talking about three shots on goal through 10 minutes of that first period. It's not from a lack of offense or a lack of creativity. Both teams do a really good job of making it hard for you to get a puck to the net.
You guys were near the very top of the league in the regular season of time spent playing with a lead.
Right.
So how much has that helped train and maybe get some comfort for guys with the lead here?
It's important when you're going into the third period, you have the lead, that you have a template of how you want to approach it. We've never talked about changing things or playing a simpler game because we want to play that game all the way through. That's the game that we're playing, but we do talk about trying to score the next goal.
Paul, were you surprised at all that Josh got a hearing, and would you be shocked if he's suspended?
I would be surprised. I'm not surprised at their hearing. That you guys have been running it for a day and a half pretty hard. There's a penalty there based on what I've seen, that we're either suspended or fined for a stick that didn't hit the head, and then some of these others have. There's no intent. There's a penalty. They missed it. I think they're nervous about putting a team 5-on-3 because it happened to us the game before, and there shouldn't have been a penalty call, and they're aware of that. I think that has some impact. There's no intent. I don't come out and complain about the referee and things get missed. I mean, we clearly felt there was intent on the Myers hit. There was absolutely, in my mind, intent on the hit on Trouba from Foligno. I know you all saw it when you weren't looking at your phones, the Niederreiter headbutt to Sherratt. Those are things that are intent. There's no intent on this. So it got played. You got a real smart coach on the other bench, got all the focus on that and not on the game now. And why wouldn't you? Mo's a great defenseman for us. If you had a chance, you thought to get him out, you'd play it as hard as you could, so I don't have any problem with that. But, no, there's a penalty there, and at the very most, you might look at a fine, but thankfully, Eric Staal played the rest of the game, played hard, played well, finished all his checks, played with an edge, so he certainly was able to come back, and that's a good thing.
If Josh were to be suspended, you might have to reach into your depth defenseman again, possibly. What can you say about the work that those guys have done as a group, as that
we've
depth?
Kind of moved out of being depth defenseman to being key pieces. You know, we've got Morrow and Sherrod, who played really, really a strong game for us last game, and we may have to flip people from left to right, but we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about an injury. We'd look at this as just an injury. We've handled it.
In game one, Mark Scheifele scored a nice power play goal from his spot. Yeah. Games two and three, I don't think he got a shot from there.
Right.
Collapsing pretty heavily. Is
right.
That the reason for the new look last night?
Yeah, well, yes and no. The look, one of the looks is, we got four right-handed shots. We don't care where they set up. They have a tendency to go to the same spot. It's kind of the original plan. So they've changed and taken away that slot shot. So there's other places. Then you get to shoot the puck, and that's what we'll focus on. So a good power play makes adjustments on the fly, taking what they give you.
Paul Samaniku has returned to the Moose. They got an escape earlier in practice. Do you expect he would be recalled tomorrow, or that's to be determined?
That would be, depending on how our day goes.
And I think you said earlier in the week that Toby Enstrom had skated. Can you give us any update? Is he still skating, or...?
Nobody skated today.
You expect he might skate tomorrow?
We'll figure that out tomorrow.
If Josh does get suspended...
Well, that's the positive kind of thinking we're looking for.
How would you describe the impact that might have, though? Just because of the way he's played so steady.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. You're coming tomorrow. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
With Zach Parise out home, obviously something you found out fairly late yesterday... What does that do for game planning, I guess? I mean, how different did the Wild look without Zach Parise with the score in the first three games?
Changes the structure of their line, so they made adjustments to their lines, but I think you see as the series go, you can see more and more movement around the two centermen, around Staal and around Koivu. So with those two drivers in the middle of the ice, you when you look at the... I'm going to say it a different way. When you look at the matchup, through games one and two, it wasn't always Scheifele on Staal, right? So Koivu was on Staal, and that was a decision we made because we liked the way that game was going. So we've moved our matchup, as we have all year, quite a bit during a game, really depending on what's happening that night more than what you think should happen in the game. So, find the centerman and get a feel for what the structure of the line is, and then you've got to take a look at your own bench.
From a coach's standpoint, do you like 2 days between games like this?
I guess it's a saw-off, right? Because neither team really changes their routine a whole lot. Rest is good. We'll see a really fast game, right? It's been a pretty physical series. It's certainly been a fast series. So it'll make for a better hockey game. Throwing a two-day block into any playoff series, I think the next game out is going to be really high energy. You know what? Rehabbing. I don't have a timeline for you, but I never did, right? So this isn't just my playoff shutdown on injuries. That goes back to the regular season. We're progressing day by day.
Last